It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, well, we're going to have to stop here, I guess. Don't know what to do, so we'll have to talk with you next week, and hopefully that guest will show up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees
right.
of offenses, and then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
Whoa.
Geez.
What?
This is Marconi award-winning.
Get kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm saying.
So shocking.
Okay.
Shock.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings us the emergency brake of the week. We're going to give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. You want to do your correction? Or you want to wait?
Yeah, we have to do this every 15 minutes on our show. Issue a Muser's correction.
Right, stop the show, Jer.
My apologies to the Fossil family in Scattershooting. I said that Jim was John's brother, and Jim was John's dad.
What?
Indeed.
Jim Fossil, who passed away, was John Fossil, the Cowboys special teams coach, dad, not brothers,
yeah,
as I said in Scattershooting. So I would like to apologize to the Fossil family in their rough week for me getting that wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. We talked for 4.5 hours. We're going to say something wrong. Everyone.
It's 7:55. We'll be issuing another correction around 8:15.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of confusion, Bob got confused this week on the Hardline. They had a royal family discussion, and Bob considers himself somewhat of an expert. I think he's maybe the only guy up here who's watched The Crown. Have you watched The Crown?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think Bob maybe is the only guy up here who's watched The Crown. Therefore, he fancies himself as a royal family expert. This is a lot like when he got on the guy for, I think it was an Efren Herrera reference that Bob made, and he got into some sports argument with a dude and then said this.
This is not some dude at the next cubicle over.
Yeah, this is Sports Sturm you're talking to. All right, well, listen to this.
The baby now is 8th in line to the British throne. I will give each one of you $10 million if you can tell me the line of succession.
Where's Charles in all this?
Yeah, he's in
there. Is he first in line?
Yeah, he's on deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who's in the hole?
His kids, right? Both of them.
Phil.
Harry and...
Phil the intern.
Ed.
Hello, Mom.
Forget the other one's name. Well, anyway, congratulations.
Philip.
Right? Philip.
I'm over here yelling, Phil.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's not the kid's name.
Philip.
No.
No.
No, the Charles sons,
Charles is
Harry
Phillip.
And Philip.
Yeah.
Is that
and
it?
Philip is the one higher up the ladder, right?
Yeah, because Harry was the guy that he wasn't going to get the crown, so he'd
be off
partying.
Crown, man.
Stuff.
I don't think his name's Philip. I think you're wrong still.
Prince Philip.
He's the older one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Harry's the one that lives
the
in
the one
LA.
Without the hair.
Right.
The one who can't land the actress.
Yeah, he's married to the one that shows up at Wimbledon.
And then it goes to his brother? Or it goes to his kids?
Yes.
Ty, we're going to have you look
give
that
me
up.
A choice.
We're
going to
have you look
Crown.
That up real quick. The British, the
I
line.
To finish season
I think you
two.
Were drinking Crown, not watching it.
There's Margaret in there.
Corby's right. It's Prince William.
I knew it. I knew it wasn't Philip, you
it's
dope.
It's not Philip?
No.
Prince Philip was the old fart that just died.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, you're right about Kawhi and Prince Philip now.
All right, again in Canada, we got to slow down that conversation.
The way Bob was so condescending
with
it.
I watched The Crown, you
morons. Dude, I watched The Crown.
Trust me, Philip.
Ty with a very insensitive comment.
Ty with the man had just passed.
He's the old dude. It just kicked
He's
it.
The old. He used F, but a different F.
All right. Well, Bob, it is William that you were looking for, not
Indeed.
Phil.
Indeed.
What were you saying, Phil? What's your problem? There's Bob, candidate number one.
Boy, and that goes to what Gorda was talking about a couple of days ago, how all of our knowledge now about current events or even history is through movies and TV shows.
Right.
Like Bob says, I watched The Crown,
yeah.
Not I've studied the royal family.
Not I
lineage.
Watched the news or, you know, it's pretty much world news.
Right.
This family.
Or I remember this from our history classes.
Right.
This is how the chain of command works there, or succession.
Everything's mediated through entertainment for us.
That was pretty awesome. I think we need to hear that one more time.
The baby now is eighth in line to the British throne. I will give each one of you $10 million if you can tell me the line of succession.
Where's Charles in all this?
Yeah, he's in
is
there.
Is he first in line?
Yeah, he's on deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who's in the hole?
His, one kids, of his kids, right? Both of them.
Phil.
Harry and...
Phil the intern.
Ed.
Oh, Mom.
Forget the other one's name. Well, anyway, congratulations.
Philip. Right?
Philip.
I'm over here yelling, Phil.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's not the kid's name.
Philip.
No.
No.
No, the Charles
kid.
Sons,
Charles is
Harry
Philip.
And Philip.
Yeah.
Is that
and
it?
Philip is the one higher up the ladder, right?
Yeah, because Harry was the guy that he wasn't going to get the crown, so he'd
be off
partying
crown,
and
man.
Stuff.
I don't think his name's Philip. I think you're wrong still.
Prince Philip.
He's the older one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Harry's the one that lives
the
in
the one
LA.
Without the hair.
Right.
The
okay.
one who can't
right.
land the actress.
Yeah, he's married to the one that shows up at Wimbledon.
And then it goes to his brother? Or it goes to his kids?
Yes.
Ty, we're going to have you look
give
that
me
up.
A choice,
we're going to have you look
Crown.
That up real quick. The British, the
I
line.
To finish season
I think you
two.
Were drinking Crown, not watching it.
Where's Margaret in there?
Corby's right. It's Prince William.
I knew it! I knew it wasn't Philip, you
it's
dope!
It's not Philip?
No!
Prince Philip was the old fart that just died.
Oh, yeah.
I knew you were wrong.
Gosh, you're right about Kawhi and Prince Philip now.
Way to go, Bob. You are candidate number one. Candidate number two, the all-timer, the Hall of Famer, Norm. Trying a little wordplay here for humor, and it's complete with clearing the throat laughter.
Apparently the plan being discussed now, and discussed seriously, is a move to 12 playoff teams. Which immediately brings up my question to you, Mr. Lewis. Do you like byes? B-Y-E-S.
I find it kind of hard to say, okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that. Goodbye.
Let's just move on,
okay,
everyone.
Sure. I'll take a goodbye.
Yeah, there were three possibles there, weren't there?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Norm knew what he was doing there. That was Norm's way of working just a little bit blue, a little outside the lines there.
You think
hoping
that,
that
he
it
was
would...
making a pun on Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. And Donovan kind of bit, but didn't really play along. I don't know. It was it was an odd combo there.
I think he was referring to the song, Hard to Say Goodbye.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure Norm knew what he was doing there.
I don't think he did.
I think he did. That's why he had the
and said,
I don't know.
That's B-Y-E.
Right. He had to spell it. And yeah.
I think it was like somebody driving in a heavy snowstorm. He couldn't really see where he was going. he hoped he was on the road.
Well, there he is as candidate number two because it did stop him down. And this stopped us down briefly during crosstalk the other day when Mike Soroy had bubble voice. And it's not only bubble voice, but robot bubble voice. And it's pretty
it's
damn
name
funny.
Of my band. Robot bubble voice.
Donovan and Mike. And there's Norm in the background. Hey, Norm.
Mm-hmm. Morning, lads.
Hey, Norm.
Now, I've seen Mike. Mike's been over at my place.
Too much.
Yeah. A couple weekends.
How does he get home?
That's supposed to mean
we fired Dave.
That was that's supposed to mean.
No,
that was bubble voice,
big time. Good Munchkin voice there. Davey and I had to fire. We had to fireman carry him home.
All right, we've got this isolated to hear what a bubble voice robot it is.
That's supposed to mean.
What's that, Mike?
What's that supposed to mean?
We,
oh, man.
It's not quite a, did you like it, but it's darn close.
Did you like it?
All right, one more time.
Did you like it?
All the way
didn't
through.
Did Donnie have a big bubble voice?
Oh, yeah,
too?
He did,
famous.
Too. I think this, yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Bubble voice is funny. All right, one more time all the way through there. Donovan and Mike, and there's Norm in the background. Hey, Norm.
Mm-hmm. Morning, lads.
Hey, Norm.
Now, I've seen Mike. Mike's been over at my place.
Too much.
Yeah. A couple weekends.
How
so.
Does he get home?
We
that's to, supposed to mean
we fire.
Oh, that's supposed to mean.
No, that was bubble voice,
big time. Good Munchkin voice there. Davey and I had to fire. We had to fireman carry him home.
Oh, that's funny. And that is Mike as candidate number three with this comment.
We that's the, supposed to mean.
Did you like it?
Is it Bob?
That's good.
Is it Bob, Norm, or Mike? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the emergency break of the week. Who wins? Oh, my gosh. Mm. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Bob. If it wins and you can play it, listen to Danny drop about 10 yes in like 2 seconds.
Okay. We'll listen for that. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, give me that first one, Mino.
Mino?
Huh?
Hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
When I want to watch sports on TV and my wife wants to be intimate, we compromise and do it doggy style.
What just happened? What just happened?
I think that was a Bob vote.
Oh.
I think that's where he was going with that.
I thought he was doing a Jason Garrett impersonation.
Know,
that's an undervote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Boys.
Yeah.
Hey, did y'all hear that? It's been a rough week. Did y'all hear that Eve Plum sold her condo?
Yeah, I know. That's big news.
I don't know how we're going to get over that one. Kind of like Fat Joe leaving Atlantic. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You know,
I am right.
Yes,
unreal.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I need to go and vote for Bob Stern, just, you know, and go Red Raiders, buddy.
Okay, see ya. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and stream.
He's at the 20, the 30, the 15, the 5, touchdown. Colorado State has won it all, and back to you, Craig.
Well, with the new playoff expanding every other year.
Yeah, the Rams may get in.
They're going to have a shot.
Oh,
are you?
It's,
okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Gordo and legalize cannibals and eating. And I'll hang up and listen.
Legalize cannibals.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, Craig.
Hey.
Vaginal size, born.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
That fooled me.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, we had programming this morning. I don't know if y'all heard anything else for sale, but I got this washer and dryer over here. It's front-loading. I bought it used from my buddy Mike, so I'm not trying to get a whole lot for it. Maybe $100 for both of them.
All right. What's he talking about?
Joke. He's doing the swap thing.
Days,
okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Norm. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. That's the way you vote right there, people. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
I would like to vote for the king. God save the queen.
Thank you. That's a Bob vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I'm going to have to go with the Giorgio's UNT tank tattoo.
Ooh, okay.
No such thing, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Bob.
Okay, who's this?
This is Tara.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
I thought it was somebody else. I thought it was disgruntled Lisa.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, I don't sound like her.
Oh, no, not at all. All right, have a good day in
you
Texas.
Too, bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Reiner. Oh, I'm calling for the ball. What are y'all doing? It's Reiner. Oh, he's some old fart that's dead. Never mind.
Jeez,
I guess that's a Bob vote. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Sturm has won the emergency break of the week.
The baby now is eighth in line to the British throne. I will give each one of you $10 million if you can tell me the line of succession.
Where's Charles in all this?
Yeah, he's in
is
there.
Is he first in line?
Yeah, he's on deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who's in the hole?
His, one kids, of his kids, right? Both of them.
Phil.
Harry and...
Phil the intern.
Ed.
Hold on, Mom.
Forget the other one's name. Well, anyway, congratulations.
Philip. Right?
Philip.
I'm over here yelling, Phil.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's not the kid's name.
Philip.
No.
No.
No, the Charles sons, Charles is Harry Phillip. And Philip.
Yeah.
Is that
and
it?
Philip is the one higher up the ladder, right?
Yeah, because Harry was the guy that he wasn't going to get the crown, so he'd
I've
be off partying
crown,
and
man.
Stuff.
I don't think his name's Philip. I think you're wrong still.
Prince Philip.
He's the older one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Harry's right. The one that lives
the
in
the one
LA.
Without the hair.
Right.
The one who can't land the actress.
Yeah, he's married to the one that shows up at Wimbledon.
And then it goes to his brother? Or it goes to his kids?
Yes.
Ty, we're going to have you look
give
that
me
up.
A choice,
we're
going to
have you
Crown.
Look that up real quick. The line.
I think you were drinking Crown, not watching it.
Where's Margaret in there?
Corby's right. It's Prince William.
I knew it wasn't Philip, you
it's
dope.
It's not Philip?
No.
Prince
you.
Philip was the old fart that just died.
Oh, yeah.
I knew you were wrong.
Gosh, you're right about Kawhi and Prince Philip now.
He's right. Danny did have a machine gun yeah in there.
Yeah. I also noticed something else. Bob, the Royals expert, in the beginning, somebody says, Charles, and Bob says, yeah, he's in there. Charles is the obvious number one.
He's in there.
Not in there.
Yeah, he's in there somewhere.
Bob, that was great. Way to go. How many wins is that for Mr. Sturm?
29th win, 91 behind Norman Tupac Hitzkus.
Way to go, Bob. All right. There's something happening on our roadways that is an epidemic, and we'll talk about it here in just...